The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 571. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people?
How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
All right, we have returned with a monumental episode of Throwdown. The state of play happened. It was an hour long. And it was really good. I'm not making that up. It was really usually state of plays, these showcases, whatever, are kind of dog shit. Not this one. This one was pretty fucking good. Like maybe there may have been a couple of games where you may not get too hyped about, but I think overall the presentation was good. And there was even a 20-minute section where Konami's like, "Fuck it, we're taking over this show now."
This is the Konami show now.
I was like, "Konami, you make games."
I mean, they proven they make games and then some.
And then some, yeah. So yeah, unfortunately, no Brian action, no Chris action. Brett may show up. We'll see what happens. And Adam's probably at the TV
terminal. Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. So you got us. So I'm pulling this from a site I'm not familiar with called Well Played, but they had the shit in the correct order. So I did watch the whole show. So I'm like, we're going with this one. They actually have it in the correct order as things went. Mm-hmm. Although they did leave out one thing, but I know what it is, so I'll stick it in there. All right. So the show began with Kena, I don't know how to say that, Scars of Kosmora. Very interesting because the first game was actually kind of cool. So it's kind of cool that, you know, this it got a sequel and it looks very nice.
It's interesting because it's been about 5 years since the first one released. So
yes.
Tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Manny, just to your point,
it was 5 years ago. So I remember I wrote a preview of it when the pandemic started.
Yep. So legitimately 5 years ago. So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean it was a very nice looking game. I guess I remember the criticisms about the original one was it was really short or something like that.
I think
something,
so. Yeah.
Something to that effect. But it was a very nice looking game. Interesting thing. PlayStation actually was funding this one. So
oh, okay.
It's probably not an exclusive, but they probably might have a timed exclusiveness. Who knows?
Yeah. No, it definitely had that kind of. I hate to say it, but I'm just going to say that kind of Pixar looking quality is kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The original one. You know, it's funny. It's funny. I was thinking about this. I'm like, hey, look, it's another girl with dog game. This seems to be the year of girl with dog games. We have this one. We have the games. What is it? Game Junkie one.
Ghost of Yote.
We have that. Ghost of Yote.
That is.
And then we
one.
Have another one. What was the last, because it is theoretically still the same fiscal year anyway. So then there's another one that's like an indie game that also it's Girl with Dog. Very interesting.
Yeah. So Rich, I heard you're pre-ordering this one.
Is he on?
I will admit that I am going to play this game. I did not get a chance to play the original game when it came to PlayStation, but a couple of years ago when they released it on Xbox, I actually reviewed it on our website and, then I understood why everybody was talking about the game, because it is a very good game. So obviously, when I saw this announcement, I was surprised because I was wondering what was going on if they were going to make another game. But I figured when they released this other game on Xbox, there might have been some possibility that they were going to see if people want more. So, but the trailer looked great. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to check this out.
Yeah. What do you think, Carlos?
Yeah, I actually did get to play the original game. It was pretty good. Like Manny mentioned, it was a little bit short, but you know, it's a double A game, so you can't really expect, you know, something too crazy. So hopefully, you know, they build upon that. Very colorful. That's like my biggest impression of the game. It's like really colorful. So yeah, looking forward to it. And like you mentioned, 5 years, it's been a while. So, yeah. You know, I'll probably be going back to that when it comes out.
Cool. All right. Next up, we got Ghost of Yotei Legends. Basically, the multiplayer. You know, Ghost of Tsushima had multiplayer. And this one seems to be along the same lines. And was that Jin I saw at the end of it? Could be wrong, but there was a Jin-like character at the end.
I don't know if it was Jin. It kind of looked like the samurai from friggin' Onimusha, the original one. But yeah. You know, but you know, the last one was pretty fun. The original Legends.
Free update too, by the way.
This one though, seems like they're definitely going in on making the crazy looking monster bosses now.
Yeah,
like I saw like a spider shit and all kinds of other funky things too. So I'm like, they're really going like, yo, we're going into to full for broke on this one.
Yeah,
since it's all fantasy stuff.
So, Carlos, you excited about this one?
Oh, hell no. No, man, I'm not looking. I haven't even played the actual Ghost of Yotei game. So,
excuse me.
It might be one of those things, you know, at least for Ghost of Yotei, it might be something that I play sometime later. But no, I'm not particularly looking forward to this.
Did you ever play the Ghost of Tsushima multiplayer? I wonder if we played together or not, because I know I played with Brett.
No, we played with Brett
and Chris, I think. I don't know if Carlos was there.
Yeah. I don't think I did. It could have been one of those, trip casualties, because I played Ghost of Tsushima afterwards. I remember I played it for a little bit, the single player, and it took me like months or maybe even a year after the fact to actually complete the game. So I don't think I played the multiplayer.
Yeah. Yeah, because usually, you know, I don't really play a lot of multiplayer, and when I do, it's usually you're probably involved, Carlos. I just assumed you were there. you know? Good stuff, man. Rich, any thoughts on Ghost of Yotei Legends?
Let me just say this real quick. Ghost of Yotei is a good game. It's a very well-made game, but it is too much of a rehashing of Ghost of Tsushima. And obviously, I like Jin more, even though a lot of people don't like Jin for some reason. But I will say this. Maybe I will check it out at some point in time. But I would say I don't agree with the decision to release this in March, because there's too many games dropping in March. But hey, I guess they figure if somebody wants to play a multiplayer game in between all these other titles, then they have an option here.
You know why.
Uh oh.
It's the end of the fiscal year.
Ah.
So they're trying to get it all in before their numbers in. So that's once they have all of that stuff, that's theoretically we're still in 2025 for as far as business goes.
Yes.
Once we hit, what was it, at the end of March, right? That's when it ends.
Yeah, March. And end of March. Yes.
For a lot of companies.
A
lot of them. Yeah. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Yeah. So that's why there is this sort of, and you know, this early year flood. So we're getting Resident Evil, we're getting this, we're getting, you know, a bunch of other stuff all kind of piled up around each other right in these 2 months.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
You make an excellent point. That makes perfect sense. And of course, we are getting Carlos's game Marathon 5 days before this. So, yeah.
Hey, man. we'll get to it, but I will say something when we get to that point.
Yeah. That's a prelude to what's coming later. All right, next up we got the PC version of Death Stranding 2. It's gonna have like ultra wide support, you know, DLSS, all that stuff. Carlos, are you ready, man?
There's also something a little extra that they didn't show under, obviously.
Uh-oh.
But if you're on the PlayStation's Twitter or PlayStation blog or even Kojima's thing, there's a little extra. If you connect your PSN account, you get a special uniform for Sam. You get like a PlayStation blue uniform for him, and then you get little PlayStation like pin to put on him, like a little patch.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
because they
want to bump them numbers on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm happy for the folks that are able to play it on PC. I still need to beat the game, but it's something I'm definitely going to get to. And, oh man, that's That's what pisses me off about PC releases, because it's like it's always like a year or so later, but they get the good stuff away. That ultra wide, man, that shit on my PC, excuse me.
That's gonna be cool, man. So hopefully I'll have like a really beefy gaming rig I'm reviewing at that time, so I could check it out. my current rig is good, but you know, it ain't that. You know. All right, next up, we got a new game called For Loop, which is a multiplayer game. I'm wondering if this is going to be another casualty of, you know, the live service games. Who knows? I don't really have any thoughts on this, to be honest. I don't care. What about you guys?
I mean, we saw this one last time.
Did we?
Right. Yes, we did. This was shown before. So it's just a little bit more of it. I'm not really that interested in this sort of thing, but you know, maybe it might hit for somebody else.
Yeah.
It's an extraction shooter, right?
I don't know.
I was going to say, isn't this the game made by the Left 4 Dead guys? The guys who were Left 4 Dead. Yeah. That's what I figured.
Yes. As I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any thoughts. So I don't care.
Is what it is.
Yeah. All right. So we'll move on from that. Pragmata. Kind of interesting trailer, because it was like set in like a fake New York that the girl made or something.
That was in the first trailer. So it was the first trailer was them running around in what looked like Times Square.
Is that when we were like, yo, that looks like Death Stranding or something?
Yes. That game. Pragmata. So yeah, it's now you actually get to see that area within the actual game, as opposed to just being in the trailer, because it was quite a bit has changed since that first trailer, as far as the designs and things.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see that, to finally see that area in actual gameplay. And also, there's a demo out for PlayStation 5 and Xbox and on PC. So it got released like right after they did the reveal at the Nintendo event. So if you want to play it, I think it's pretty cool.
The trailer looked pretty good. I will say this, at least for me, I'm at the point where it's like saturating now. It's like, all right, man, we've seen Pragmata for like the last like several press conferences.
I feel like that with Resident Evil at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Same here.
Yeah.
But they're close. Yeah. Like Pragmata's coming like April, right? And Resident Evil's like February. Weeks away.
February, yeah. February 27th.
26.
Yeah, one of those days, yeah. Again, I'm sold on this game, bro. So I'm good. Mm-hmm. Even though, like I said, it's because I played it. It is weird, but I'm also just looking forward to it, you know? What's up, Reggie? You already know.
Yo.
Yeah, Rich, what are your thoughts, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm right there with you, Tony. We both did get a chance to play this game. And, I see the potential. It's a lot of fun. I'm gonna make a prediction now that this might be on Manny's list at the end of the year.
I could see that actually. Not even a joke. Yeah. Not even a joke. Manny likes those kind of little weird games.
That was either Manny is so predictable, or we're very in tune with Manny. Because I was about to say that looks like a Manny game.
It does, yeah. Where it's like highly polished but a little off, you know.
Yeah, I mean it's got its own like thing to it where it's like, they obviously did things to it to make it seem like, to make you want to use the little puzzle aspect with the hacking deal. You know, like he doesn't reload as fast as you could want him to do it. Little slow. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. I'm interested.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, next looks up. Good. Speaking about Capcom, got another look at Resident Evil Requiem. This is interesting because this one showed more of the demo that I played. Which is kind of cool. But again, I'm already sold, bro. I'm good. I don't need to see more. Give me this game.
Tell me more.
What'd you guys think of the new gameplay stuff they showed?
It looked cool. I mean, like you get to see that monster. And then some people think there's actually three Graces in that game.
Ooh, interesting.
So, yeah. The monster and the little girl and actual Grace that you play.
I want to say something about that, because when I played the last demo, they specifically told me, do not talk about that girl. I guess I could talk about her now because she's in the trailer.
She just showed up in the trailer.
Yeah, but yeah, she's in the game. And I could just tell you whatever because they don't tell you a lot in the game. Basically, you know, she's being experimented on. There was another person with her in that cell. And now that you brought up the whole clone thing, maybe that was another version of her. And she's blind, which is interesting. And in the demo, you actually like have to bring her with you to help you like solve a puzzle, which is kind of interesting. So very cool stuff. But I'm literally not omitting anything. Like that's literally what's in the demo. But they were very adamant. They're like, do not say this girl's in the game, you know. But now
it's in the synopsis.
It's in the synopsis. So I didn't say shit. You know, if it was Adam, he would have talked about it. You know,
Like there's this girl.
You know, they told me not to talk about it, but it's in a synopsis. So yeah.
Why? I have a question for you guys, and I'm asking this because I honestly cannot tell, or at least I haven't really thought about it as much to tell. Why does this look way better than Resident Evil Village? Or is it just me? Is it just me?
It kind of like, does. It kind of does look better. Maybe the engine just got updated, you know?
Like, I don't know why, but this, or maybe it's just the Leon games that always intrigue me. But, like, I'm more excited about this than I was with Village. I didn't play Village for some reason.
Yeah, that was a good game, though.
And this one looks more like we've seen, like Manny mentioned, we've seen this game so many times now. It's like, and gladly, like, I'm happily, like, ready to, you know, move on and just play the game. But this trailer was, like, the most, to me, it felt like the most horror out of all of them.
Yeah, it was
like you could see it. It's like, oh shit! Like I don't know why it just the first couple of trailers like didn't really present that as well.
So yeah, good stuff.
I'm excited. Coming.
By the way, I'm scrolling through Twitter and I just see a tweet, you know, about the God of War remaster, which we'll obviously talk about. You know, it has the meme, you know, with the black dude. That should be something, me man. Yeah. He goes, we got God of War remakes and they got T.C. Carson voicing Kratos. Happy Black History Month, y'all. And then the meme. But yeah, Rich, what did you think of that Resident Evil trailer?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. Listen, this game can't come soon enough. And it did provide more answers. Like you had said, when you played the demo, it felt like Leon was unstoppable. But then you see in this trailer, Leon is infected. So
yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
By the way, that's something else they told us not to say. They're like, don't say he's infected. They're like, okay.
Wait, do we know this from the previous game or this is just something new?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Because I honestly don't know the answer to that.
I rage quit the last time Leon was in a video game.
I don't blame you, fool. I don't blame you, man. That's shit. All right.
Well, that wasn't a remaster / remake.
Yeah, it was a real mainline game.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this was a fun surprise. Legacy of Kain Defiance Remastered, which is awesome. You know, that I played that on PS2, I believe, and I really enjoyed it. Very underrated game. And it's not listed here, but they also have like a new 2D game as well. You know,
I
don't know if you guys saw that.
No, I didn't see that. No.
Yeah. But anyway, man, what'd you think of this Defiance Remastered?
Well, it looked good so far. I mean, like they did a pretty good, cool job of finally, essentially completing the Raziel saga, yes, right? Because that one, I remember Defiance. You do a lot of switching between Kain and Raziel in that game. Granted, I didn't like it nearly as much as the first or the second one, but it's nice to see it. And the last remaster that they did. For you know, one and two, it's a really good one. So like they do a nice cleanup job on all those games where they clean up the models and do that sort of. I sort of feel like I wish they sort of did a little bit of that with something like Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, where they just put a high resolution model of Snake in the damn game, so you don't see those nasty textures. But we'll get to that.
Yeah. So I went ahead to our Twitter and I posted it. So they didn't announce it during the show, but it's a 2D side-scrolling Legacy of Kain game called Ascendancy. And it looks like you're playing Raziel when he's a vampire. Yep, before, you know, he became like that ghoul. And they even have like an animated version of the intro from like, you know, from Soul Reaver, which is kind of interesting. So I definitely looking forward to that as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't announced at the show, but it was like the trailer dropped during the show. Okay, next up we have an anime game called Brigandine Abyss. You know, what can you say about these type of games, right? So unless you guys have any thoughts on it, I don't.
This is, this wasn't the Konami RPG, right?
No, that's later. We're not at the Konami part yet.
Okay, we're not thinking, it looks interesting. I mean, they never look awful, those type of games.
Yeah. Rich, what do you think, man? You have any thoughts on this?
I just have one question. Is this a Riku Sun 1 game?
I was thinking the same thing. It kind of has
think
that.
So.
Yeah. I was thinking it feels more like a Xeno Saga type of game or whatever the Xeno gears, the Xeno games that are on Switch now. It kind of looks more like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Reggie, where you been, bruh? Where you been? You didn't watch the State of Play, bruh? Because he's over there going crazy. By the way, he's actually teasing about what we're going to talk about next. He's like, there's a new Dead or Alive, bro. You didn't watch the show?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Well, we're going to it now because the next thing we're talking about is, so this is the thing I was hinting at before. So in this post, they talk about Dead or Alive 6 last round, but they don't talk about the new Dead or Alive. But we'll cover both. Dead or Alive last round, you could basically consider it, because they had a Dead or Alive 5 last round where they had like a kind of free, quote unquote, free version. And then you could just upgrade to the main game. So they're doing that with this one. But the thing is, they're tossing in new content, new characters. And they said more shit's going to be coming. This is my personal conspiracy theory. I think they saw what Sega did with Virtua Fighter 5, bringing it back successfully. Like, fuck, let's do that. And obviously, Manny, they're bringing back a new Dead or Alive. So it's like, hey, let's bring this one out. You know,
it's like the toe dip before the actual thing.
Toe dip.
They literally took that cheesy free to play game and they like repackaged it and they're going to give you more and you can actually buy it now. So
yeah,
fine.
So it's good. And again, I like the fact that they're going to add new characters to it. Really good. And hopefully, I'm going to assume they're going to bump up the graphics because you could play this game on PS5 right now. I have it on PS5, but it still has the PS4 graphics, you know? So they got to step it up. So yeah, they're getting us ready. They're priming us for that new Dead or Alive, which we did see as well. Very small little snippet. It was just Hayabusa versus Kasumi, you know? Yeah, you saw them tig-ass bitties, as Rachel would call them, you know? They're not shying away from that. I'm watching this shit. I'm like, oh, Gooner Alive. We are back, you know? Because one of the controversies with the original Dead or Alive 6 is that they covered up the girls. People were pissed off, you know? They tried to mitigate that as the game went on, but they kind of died on the vine. But in this one, you saw the trailer, man, you saw titties and panties everywhere. So they're not shirking that shit. It's like, stick to your roots, man. There's a reason people play these games, bro.
I asked if there was going to be a little tribute to Itagaki, who passed away last year in those two titles.
Yeah. So, Rich, the question I want to ask you is, do you think it would be cool if they add Ninja Gaiden 4 characters like Yakumo to the new game? I think that'd be awesome.
That's exactly when they showed that little snippet. That's who I thought they were also going to tease is in this. So I think that would be fantastic. But one comment that I do want to make, and really I think this is pretty hilarious. I know, Tony, you said there was a time where you said, I don't really like games too much anymore. Then all of a sudden, the fighting games came back. And now literally every fighting game is coming back now. So I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, I agree. But Rich, we still need the other big one, Soul Calibur. We need that back.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact...
Super Smash Bros.
Excuse me? That shit's not a fighting game. Man, I'll tell you that. When they bring out the new Smash Brothers, that shit's going to sell a lot of Switches, you know? One thing that's cool, finally, because for many years, the only 3D fighting game you could play was Tekken, right? Now we got Virtua Fighter coming back, Dead or Alive coming back. It's on, baby. Let's go. That's the other reason I wish Brian was here, because he says he only cares about 3D fighting games. I'm like, yeah, but the only one you've ever had to play was Tekken. Would you fuck with these games now? You know? By the way, of course, since we're talking about fighting games, the homie Jeffrey Wilson shows up. So he goes, I wonder if Harada will get involved with DOA in some capacity out of respect for Itagaki. That's an interesting question. Like, because I don't know, is Harada, like, did he just, okay, he left, you know, Bandai Namco, but did he retire from the game industry? Yes. He didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that. I think he might be taking some time. Maybe he doesn't want to be like, I think the reason, one of the reasons why he did say he retired was because of the passing of Itagaki, because it's like all of his life he's spent sort of being a part of the system. Maybe that was the thing that he's like, you know, I want to have more to me than just being the steward of Tekken, a series that he didn't create, mind you.
Yeah, he came out to it later. Yeah. Although he became the Tekken guy, obviously, you know.
He became the Tekken guy, but he didn't create Tekken. Now let's see if he, you know, if he pulls it all, you know, takes some time and he pulls it all together, will he go back and do, you know, his own games? Yeah. That might be interesting.
Yeah, it would be, yeah. All right, next up, we got Control Resonant. Now, here's the interesting thing about Control Resonant. For whatever reason, I wasn't impressed when I first saw it. I think because when they first showed it, you didn't know what the hell it was until the end, right? But this one, I knew what it was going in, and it just clicked. I'm like, this is awesome. Give it to me.
Yeah.
You know?
It looks cool. It's like you're like Doctor Strange or Inception. You know, the buildings twisted all over the place. A little bit of a Gravity Rush thing.
I noticed that. Yeah. It's like
you can kind of stick yourself to walls and stuff. Yeah. Fascinating.
I'm already there, man. Melee Control, give me that shit, bro. I'm there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a sequel. It's fascinating. It's a sequel to Control, but it's not a sequel gameplay wise.
Yes,
he does not have any gunplay at all.
It's not a sequel in the mechanical sense. Although he still has powers. He still has like superpowers.
As he can fly around like Aiden did.
Yeah. So basically, like, you know how, like, the Faden. First Control, you know, Agent Faden. You know how in the first game, it's like you use your powers and the guns, and this one is more like use your powers and the melee, you know?
Yep.
And the gun was pretty crazy, too, and the melee is crazy. Yeah, give me this game, bro. Give me this game. What about
Carlos? I just got back. I had to step out away. So apologies if someone already mentioned this, but this looks to me as if Devil May Cry and Infamous had a baby.
No, I mean that's a good like, that's a good comparison. Yeah.
It has that grittiness and that, you know, the movement from Infamous and the combat. Well, not exactly like Devil May Cry, but it resonates a little bit. Pun intended. It looks good. I like Control. I'm glad that they didn't do a Control 2 straight copy, because it'll probably feel bland. So, you know, I'm glad that they're trying something different, sort of not veering away too much, but still keeping that same, grittiness and it has some weirdness that the way that they shift through the city and the enemies, they're really, really interesting. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Rich?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree 1000%. The game looks great. That was all alpha footage, by the way. So, because I saw the community manager, he's been making comments on Twitter, giving more details. So, yeah, the game is definitely coming out sometime this year, maybe later this year. I don't know when, but it looks awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
I got a dumb question. It might be a dumb question.
Oh,
you know they call like alphas and betas for the when the game's not anywhere near release, and they're like, testing and stuff. Is when a game goes gold, is that an Omega or
That's funny.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's funny. You know, it's just one of the things I wonder about.
You know. All right, next up, we got a new game. Watch Manny go. Oh, they announced this shit before. it's called Crimson Moon. I don't know what to make of this game. go ahead, Rich. What's this game about?
We gotta make sure not to confuse this with Crimson Desert.
Yes.
And that's as soon as I saw that, I said, wait a second, that title sound kind of similar. Wait, two different games, two completely different games.
This was not previously announced by
Manny always has me over there announce this shit.
No, this one's a new one.
Yeah. What do you think of it, Manny?
I mean, I don't know. It looked okay. I'm not like too, you know me, I'm not too into the night games these days, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Brett just joined us.
Hey, what up, people?
How much? Hey, did you get to watch the PlayStation State of Play?
No.
All right. So you may not have anything to do for the next half an hour because we're going over every game announced.
Cool. I got to cook this in dinner. My ass just hit the front door.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Take your time, man. But feel free to chime in, man. You know?
I'll be chilling the cut like Brian.
Yeah. Who's ironically not here, but yeah, that's good. Listen, the fact that Brett is here is a good thing, you know? All right. Next up, we got a new trailer for Beast of Reincarnation. You know, the Game Freak game looks good. You know, I call it their answer to Stellar Blade. And it's another girl with a dog game, Manny.
Girl with a dog game.
Yeah. So there you go. I'm going to say I'm intrigued by this game. It looks cool.
Yeah.
August 4th. There's a lot of August games, by the way. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. I just want to make a comment and say I think it is hilarious that, you know, Xbox had this at their showcase. No release date, but you get a release date at the State of Play. So I think that's a very interesting strategy there. But, yeah, it looks good. I'm looking forward to checking that out also.
Yeah, Reggie, play Stellar Blade. It's awesome, bro.
yeah, it's a good one. Wait, you haven't played Stellar Blade?
Yeah, he hasn't played it, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Reggie has it? Game, I'm shocked.
Yeah, to be fair, though, Reggie doesn't play a lot of games these days. He's a busy man, you know? He just likes reacting to games but not playing them, which is interesting.
His name is Jag.
No, he doesn't do that bullshit, you know? he has some respect for himself, but he more reacts to gaming news or my reactions to games. Oh man,
yo man Reggie, you better put Tony on the bell, man, because you're missing his tweets.
That's right, motherfuckers. I've been hyping up Tokon for over a year. You're just now seeing this shit, you know. And we'll talk about Tokon in a bit. All right, so yeah, Beast Reincarnation, good stuff. Carlos, what, yeah, any thoughts on it?
I'm exactly the same way you guys are feeling. Like, it's like I see something, I just, you know, I'm not sold, but I see it.
Yeah.
So I'm just patiently waiting until the game comes out to, you know, to see if I'm going to be buying this. But yeah, it looks interesting. Game Freak, we'll see. We'll see what they do with this. Obviously, we know them as a Pokemon studio. So yeah, I'm intrigued. But there's a lot of these types of games. You know, you mentioned Stellar Blade, the Woo games.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of these types of games coming out. You know, we're bound to get a lot of duds. Hopefully this isn't one of them. I got my eyes on this.
Yeah, listen, it's just nice to see Game Freak doing a non-Pokemon game.
Game Freak. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, moving on here. The rare Ubisoft W, people.
No.
Rayman 30th Anniversary Edition. I am so happy about this shit. I love that first Rayman game. Man, you remember us playing that shit on the Sega Saturn? Yeah,
you know. Yeah. And supposedly every single version of this game is literally on this thing. It's like the Karateka you know, release that they did, and it's also like the Mortal Kombat release they did pretty recently.
Yeah.
Where they literally just put everything in there.
Yeah, how many versions of Rayman were released? That's what I want to know.
There was a
lot. So what is it like? Are they going to have like both the PlayStation and Saturn version of the game?
Yes. That's what they said. It says includes the PlayStation version. So yeah. So you're going to get, looks like you're going to get the PlayStation, Saturn, and whatever other freaking versions there were.
Five playable versions. So PlayStation, yeah. Atari Jaguar, MS-DOS, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance. No Sega Saturn. Sega Saturn and PlayStation ones are the same, you know, so that makes sense. That's interesting. Let me go back to this. Let me read this again. 120 plus levels. Oh yeah, they had a lot. So again, just for my own purposes here, PlayStation, Atari Jaguar, MS-DOS, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance. Cool. I'm there, man. I'm already there. I love Rayman. What about the rest of you guys? Any feelings for Rayman?
I mostly echo what you guys say. The only thing that I'll add to that is it better not be $60.
But you know.
And then that, then Ubisoft might have turned that W to an L. But yeah, I haven't played a Rayman game since, what is it, Legends?
Yeah.
And then before that, I think it was a PlayStation 1. So it's been, my Rayman gaming has been pretty sparse. So, you know, I might give this a shot.
Oh, man. All right. Moving on here. It's another, it's a game called Mina the Hollower. You're like a mouse girl and you fight monsters. It's out tomorrow, the demo at least. I don't really, it's one of these pixel type of games. It looks cool, but you know, nothing I really play.
That one is, that one has been in development for a very long time. These, that's the same company, it's the same company that did Shovel Knight.
That's cool.
So they've been showing, they've, this has been in development for quite a while. So now finally it's coming out. They've been showing demos for that game for years.
Yeah. I don't really have any thoughts on it, to be honest. I don't know if you guys do.
I mean, if, I would say if you, it's a very much a Zelda-like, this title. So, but with a little bit, you know, with a, like, it's like if you took Zelda and Castlevania, you kind of mixed it together. I would say if you did like their game Shovel Knight, you probably like sort of retro titles. You might be happy with this one.
I remember playing Shovel Knight, but it was like a roguelike. I'm like, oh, I'm good.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't like roguelikes. No for me.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got a game called Neva Prologue. So it was a prologue to Neva, you know, as the name suggests.
Neva, Manny? Another game.
What
another
is it?
Girl with dog game.
Oh man! So there you go.
Yes, girl with dog.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think we have any.
This one has a little bit of a different aspect. It looks like you instead of it like following her or with her, it's like she actually has to hold it. So she's like walking it around.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Yeah. All right. Next up here. Oh, go ahead, Rich. Any thoughts on it?
Oh no, I just was gonna say. Yeah, I enjoyed Neva. I did review Neva.
Nice.
So, you know, yeah, glad to see that they're doing something extra. And this is coming out, like, next week. So, yeah, that's pretty interesting.
So this next one got a lot of people thinking it was Tenchu. It isn't, but kind, you know, kind of in that vein, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think people thought it was Tenchu because they mentioned that people from Tenchu, it had a Tenchu-adjacent people.
There you go.
Who worked on it,
so. Yeah, so it's called Yako Shinobi Ops. And it's a 4-player co-op stealth game that'll have you sneaking around with friends. Pretty cool. Comes out next year, though, so we have to wait.
Yeah, you got to wait a little bit.
Yeah. Anybody have any thoughts on that? Yako?
I wish it was a Tenchu game. I mean, it's nice, you know, it's nice to see that that some of the people from that studio are making games, but come on. People want some ninja stealth action. But you know,
well, this is ninja stealth action. It's just not called Tenchu.
But we want it in the Tenchu way, where it's like a third person game. You can climb on the roofs, and well, I'm sure you can do a lot of the same things.
You can do that in this game too, you know.
But like, you know, like assassinate people with poison on a rope, you know, stuff like evil ninja shit.
Well, you don't know if this game's not gonna
happen. This one's got demons and stuff in it.
Yeah. All right. All right, and this one I'm going to just call the game of the show. So everybody was like, this is awesome, including us. It's the reason we made it our featured image. It's called Project Windless, and why is it awesome? Because the main protagonist is a buff rooster. Like, this is the rooster that Peter Griffin fights, bro. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. So, Rich, what are your thoughts on this crazy game, bro? Okay. You go first, Carlos, and then Rich.
Just real quick before Rich goes, just a little addendum. This is on the heels of Grandma Chicken. I'm seeing a trend here.
Yeah, chicken. So, oh, wait. Girl with dog, chicken game.
chicken rooster
animals.
Games.
Chicken rooster games.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, Rich, what do you think, man?
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to agree with Carlos. I thought about that chicken grandma as I saw this character. So, yeah, we definitely had the same mindset. But, no, I also thought, wait, is this a Wukong related character?
That's what
character?
I thought. That's the first thing I thought.
But no, yeah, the game looks awesome. So I need to see more. They didn't say when this is coming out, though, right? This is probably a first look that we got. So we probably got a couple of years, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So it says here, and it said in the trailer, too, that it's based on a book series called The Bird That Drinks Tears. So I've never heard of that series.
A lot of these characters look Chinese.
I think so. Yeah, probably a Chinese
folk type characters. And
Carlos, I answer my question. I was like, is this a Chinese novel? It says right here, novel by, I'm going to butcher this. Not the first name, last name I'm going to butcher. Lee Young-do.
It's a Korean.
Korean, sounds like Korean, yeah.
Oh.
It is Korean, yeah. Yes. The Bird That Drinks Tears is a classic Korean epic fantasy novel series by Lee Young-do, often called the J.R.R. Tolkien of South Korea.
Interesting. Oh, it's cool.
All right. That's cool. So it says, I'm going to read this. This is interesting. So featuring a unique world with four races, humans, the bird-like Rekhan, the fire-breathing Takebi, and the reptilian Naga, who trade their hearts for immortality. You saw that in the trailer, too. Like, you saw a beating heart. Cool. Interesting. Listen, I call it the Chicken Man game. Give me the Chicken Man game.
By the way, it got like a 2026 release date. I wouldn't be surprised if this gets delayed to 2029,
you know,
and the reason is because 2029 is the year of the rooster. So, yeah. You know,
that's a good one.
That might be a good time to do it. By the way, this series actually was first published in 2003. So,
oh, okay.
It's fairly recent. Mm.
Yeah. I forgot if Rich went or not.
Oh yeah, I did. Okay. The game looks awesome for sure.
Yeah, I just want to read this one tweet I quote tweeted. The guy goes, I expected many things at State of Play, but never an aura farming chicken. <That's> awesome. Good stuff, man. Give me that game. Looks cool.
It's a mix between Stellar Blade and Dead Rising. There's like a lot of enemies in this.
Yeah. People would say Dynasty Warriors, you know.
Yeah. Oh.
So Riku may like this game.
Yeah, I was just about to say he might like this game.
Yeah. What up? All right, here's, in my opinion, one of the first lowlights of the show. Star Wars Galactic Racer. Like, okay, don't care.
I mean, the Episode 1 Racer was actually was kind of a fun game where you played the thing, which they sort of tease in this one.
Yeah, but that was back when Star Wars was good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this
the N64 one, Manny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the N64 one, but they did bring it to PlayStation.
That was the good days.
You can actually get the PlayStation version on the classic game titles one. But I didn't see this game as awful. Like, it seems like they're obviously it's taking place more in the modern era of Star Wars. Like, you saw the giant, you know, space, you know, the Super Star Destroyers crashed into whatever Batu or whatever planet that was on. So, I mean, I didn't find it. It's just a racing game. It's not like it has anything, it's, you know, crazy about it. It didn't look overly expensive to me.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say about it. All right, next up, we got another look at the 007 game. I was actually interested by this trailer because the first trailer I saw, I was like, you know, this one actually looks kind of cool. Like, you get like a young James Bond and stuff. Looks a lot like Uncharted, you know?
Yeah, the first thing I said when I was watching this, can we put him in a tuxedo?
Yes.
Because he looks like he's just wearing his like gray t-shirt and brown pants. I'm like, come on. I know. I get it. But can we not make him look like Nathan Drake? Can we just make him look like James Bond?
Yeah. So I'm officially now intrigued by this game just because it looks like Uncharted. You know, like, okay, that's cool. You know, there's a bunch of hot chicks in it, like, you know, you're supposed to have, which is good.
Your boy Lenny Kravitz is in it.
Oh, man. Rich, you have any thoughts on First Light?
Oh, yeah, I've actually been looking forward to this game since they've announced it. But I will say, I believe Carlos made a statement earlier about when you keep seeing footage of a game, well, I just want to play the game now, because that's how I feel about this game. Because some of the shots, I saw some of these shots because when I went to the IO Interactive event, they showed a little bit more of the game. And some of the shots they had in this were very similar to what I've already seen. So I just want to see more of the actual game and play the game now. But no, I'm looking forward to it 100%.
Yeah. What about you, Carlos?
Yeah, I'm with Rich. You know, this is like the fourth time we've gotten the First Light in a press conference. maybe even more. So, you know, there's really nothing else that, you know, can either sell me or dissuade me of this game. It looks interesting. I'll just wait for it till it comes out and make a decision.
There you go. Yeah, coming May 27th, so relatively close. All right, now here's where the fun starts. So the next few games we're going to talk about are all Konami games. Now, at first, I thought it was going to be some Dance Dance Revolution shit, you know, because it was like...
They haven't done one of those in a long time.
Yeah, they haven't, but the thing is, like, it looked like they were setting up, like, a stage or something. Like, okay, like, Konami, DDR. Now, before I move on, I do want to tell a little bit of a story here, right? So earlier today at work, you know, me and some of the my, you know, colleagues were like, hey, what are your craziest predictions that you know are not going to happen, but just go for it? No restraints, right? My manager, Jason, his was The Getaway, if you guys remember that from the PS2. And I'm like, okay, since we're just going to go fucking crazy, some shit that we don't expect ever, I said Metal Gear Solid 4. It needs to be freed from the PS3. Oh, boy. You can imagine my reaction when they announced motherfucking Metal Gear Solid 4 is coming to PS5 via the Metal Gear Collection 2. Excuse me? And yeah. Another fun story. Carlos, I'm guessing you didn't watch this show, right? Because you came into the Discord like, yo, do you have anything exciting? I'm like, motherfucker, I got some for you.
Yo, man, it escaped the cell hell.
It did.
Or the hell in the cell or whatever. It's crazy, man. We're finally getting this. The collection is, and I will say, well, here's one downer. It's only two games, the new collection.
Man, I only need one, baby. It's three games, but I only need one. Even though Peace Walker is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But like, because I remember I had said, I said this a long time ago. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if the second collection is just Metal Gear Solid 4. We need Metal Gear Solid 4. It needs to be freed from the hell in the cell, you know?
So, so it's finally coming. I have a few questions about it. Will it run better than it did on the PlayStation 3? Will it be running at least over 1080p? Cause that game was a 720p, classic, you know,
for, better upscale that motherfucker to 4K, man. This is 2026.
Well, we'll get to a little bit of stuff later when they talk about Metal Gear games, but, they say later on that they're doing the final updates of first collection where they're going to you're going to be running all of the games at a higher resolution. So, MGS 4 running at a higher resolution, better frame rates. A couple other things to know about it. It comes with the MGS 4 database. If you ever owned it, back in the day, they had a sister program called the MGS 4 database. And as you know, to sort of help people get along with all the lore of the series, because MGS 4 just drops you into the pit, you know, on the deep end, you know, after all that MGS lore, you could get this little sister application that you could read up on all the different things that are about the game. So what was cool about it is that it would unlock gradually as you went through the game, as to not spoil things that come up and later on, which is cool. So that's cool that it's coming with that. Peace Walker and also has some. The both of the games come with you can read the scripts and they have some additional stuff with it. Also, if you have a Metal Gear Volume 1 save, doesn't matter how far you are in it. Any one of those games, if you have that save in there, you get an additional skin for additional skins for both Old Snake and for Big Boss and Peace Walker. So you get a cool new shirt, and then you get a cool new camo pattern for Old Snake. And then there's also pre-order bonus shirts too that if you got it early. So they're doing all kinds of fun stuff with that. Let's see what else. Oh,
I got one question.
One other thing. So there's a lot of PS3 paraphernalia in that game. According to their website, they're leaving everything alone. So if you're playing it on Xbox or Switch, you're going to see the same things. You're going to see the PlayStation, the special edition PlayStation 3 sitting in one of the backgrounds. Snake is going to pull out a PlayStation 3 controller, all that stuff.
Yeah, because that was one of the lingering things. We're like, is that because people are wondering, is that what was keeping the game from being released? There's even a fucking like iPod in that game.
There's an original iPod in there too. So I suspect that from what they say, from what the Konami says on the website, they're leaving everything intact as you remember. That's good. So my guess is the only things that they are going to change is they're not going to say hit the square button or hit the, they're going to change it to like hit the action button.
That's
hit
right.
The,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. Were you going to ask Carlos?
Does it come with uncompressed audio?
Actually, I want to know, is it going to have those 15 minute long load scenes, you know, where Snake's just smoking?
The smoking one?
they give you, they don't give this. I don't know if the smoking thing will be in the game anymore. Because now
they even got rid of that in the original version, like eventually. But it would be fun, you know. It's like let me enable that shit.
You actually, what you could do is you could do in the old game is that like eventually when you had enough space on the hard drive, you could actually just install everything at once.
Yeah.
So
remember, they patched it later to let you do that.
You let you do that because you know the hard, you had a bigger hard drives.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that it's was it 20 gigs, something like that. It's a relatively remember. Small game
for now.
I think it's
Didn't it take all the space from the Blu-ray? Like it was like famous for that. It's like, oh, like it's the whole double layered Blu-ray size that the game took.
Yeah, and it's like compressed and it's, I think it took up 20 or 25 gigs on your old hard drive. So that's why they let you, because the PlayStation only had a 20 gigabyte hard drive inside of it originally. And then there was the 80, the 60, and then there was the 80.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
So that's why they did it, where you could install it in sections. I'm guessing now would they just leave it alone? It just does it.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
So
go ahead, bro.
Another thing that I want to mention is, unlike you guys, I played the game. Well, I'm pretty sure we played the game around the same time, but I never got to play it again. So I never got trophies for the game.
Well, yeah, I did. I didn't go back to get those trophies. And one of the reasons why is because I was mad because I know for a fact if that shit had retroactive trophies, I would have got the platinum. I got all that shit, you know?
We did. Me and Tony got all the emblems in the game. The Foxhound emblem, everything. The big boss. We did everything. So, and that's the way that game works is that the trophies, you only achieve the trophies, the trophy, you only get the trophy for getting all of certain things. Like you get all, I collect all the music. Oh, but you can't collect.
You
all
have
the
to
music
start from normally. A brand new save, basically.
And you have to,
And I'm so, like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, I put too much work into this motherfucker.
Yeah. In order to, you just do it from that. So it's, I'm sure it was, if we ever do it again, it'll be a one and done playthrough, right? And just be like, all right, let's get this. Remember the one where it was like we had to leave the console on because you had to get the long time on it? Yeah.
It's crazy, man. But I'm hyped. This shit have a release? It's this year, right? It's like later this year.
It's in June.
Woo! It's in June. August.
Let's go. Yeah. August 27th. Yes. Man, right here in the veins, bro. You know, I can't fucking wait.
My one gripe is I wish in Peace Walker they would just replace the models with higher resolution textures on them.
Yeah,
because you see those shots of Snake, and like, ooh, he's got those low resolution textures on his arms and everything.
Now here's
my only thing.
Since we're asking questions, right now, I highly doubt they're gonna have the multiplayer in Metal Gear Solid 4, but are they gonna allow? No. Are they going to have multiplayer in Peace Walker? Because that game is it's basically Monster Hunter, you know?
So that's a question. Like, will the co-op aspect of Peace Walker work?
Yeah. Yo, they're going to have,
they're
going to have ad hoc.
I mean, it had a multiplayer aspect. Suspect it would. I don't know. I mean, I'd probably have to look at the page again. But I know Metal Gear Online is not going to be included with Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, because I'm like, let's revive the Monster Hunter squad. You know, playing Peace Walker.
I mean, that's pretty much what we're going to do, playing Peace Walker.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. But yeah, I'm ready for it. And Ghost Babel 2? Shit.
Yes, Ghost Babel, the Metal Gear game for the Game Boy or Metal Gear Solid Game Boy, as it's known here in the States. Yeah, finally getting a nice little re-release of that game. So For those of you who didn't play it, it's actually a very good title. Like, it's pretty much like an alternate universe Metal Gear where you, instead of there being a Shadow Moses, there's another incident that happens back in Outer Heaven, and another group takes over. And, you know, obviously, just like Metal Gear Solid, you have to, you know, they get Snake out of retirement and you'll have to go into sneak into Outer Heaven. So it's kind of cool getting to see Outer Heaven after all of the aftermath of what happened in Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake. So it's a very well done game.
Good stuff. All right, man. Moving on here. A weird game here, which has a little bit of a Metal Gear tie-in, called Darwin's Paradox. It's a squid. I'm going to say it's a squid game.
It's a squid game. So that game is actually, that game is actually already out.
Yeah, it's an update it's for been it, out right? For,
it's an update for it. It's been out for a while. That game hadn't gotten a lot of, you know, Konami's been doing a lot of like smaller games as of late. And this one is actually kind of fun. Like it's got like a, you know, I really dig the animations for it. But yeah, so now they're getting a nice little Metal Gear crossover with it, and I think there's a demo coming out for it too, so people can play that.
Yeah, it's a interesting. Yes, yeah, like you're a stealthy squid game.
Yep.
So, yeah. So there you go.
Very Little Nightmares ish.
A little bit, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, like 2D, 3 2. What was it 2? The what do they call that? 2DX? I don't know what they call it. Side scroller 2D 3D game.
One of those. Two and a half D.
There you go.
All right. Good stuff. I remember we're still on Konami. This one was nice. Castlevania Belmont's Curse, a new 2D Castlevania game, bro.
Another Metroidvania game?
Yeah, another one.
Metroidvania game.
Yeah, and literally. I believe this one is Trevor Belmont. You correct me if I'm wrong about that. But it looks cool. I like. No release date, unfortunately, but I'm already there, man.
I think this, as I remember, this game is developed by the guys who did Dead Cells.
Oh, interesting.
If you remember,
they better not have any fucking roguelike shit in this bitch. You know, that'll kill my enthusiasm real quick. You know.
So it's the same company that did Dead Cells as well as the, and I think they probably, you know, because if you remember, they actually did have a Dead Cells Castlevania crossover not long ago.
Yeah, I do remember that, yes.
So, yeah.
That's why it's all pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, it's not like, the thing is that I don't think you're playing, it doesn't look like you're playing Trevor. It almost looks like you're playing some lady.
Yeah, because so. if they said the name of the character and it was like a Belmont that we know.
It's I think it might be there's that other early Belmont. I can't remember what her name was, but anyway.
Yeah.
Veronica Belmont.
I think there was one that was like in a game, like as a Game Boy game, that it was like a prequel game. So that's what I initially thought this was when I first saw her, and I'm like, oh, it's that one Game Boy game that they had made.
And but yes, I think it is the Dead Cells guys. I'm reading here from Game Info. All right, who is the character? I'm not gonna stole the showdown with that. Let's move on. But I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Next up,
yeah, it was cool.
Silent Hill Townfall, which is like a first person Silent Hill game, it looks like.
So this one was actually announced during the Silent Hill experience they did a few years ago. So there was like at least four Silent Hill titles that they had mentioned. They had mentioned Silent Hill F, Silent Hill the Short Message, Silent Hill Townfall, and then there was this other Silent Hill thing was like a stupid like interactive movie. So all those other things have come out, and Townfall was the last one.
Yeah. Any thoughts on it?
I mean, it's you know, it's interesting to see somebody taking Silent Hill in a different direction. I'm guessing that's what's going to be the thing now. We're going to keep Silent Hill, and it's just going to be a bunch of fog covered games that take place in a Silent Hill esque state.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, going back to Castlevania, the reason I said Trevor Belmont is because this is Trevor Belmont's successor, but they don't say the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wasn't it called? It's called like Trevor's Curse or something.
Yeah,
like
and this is set 23 years after Castlevania 3. And yes, it does look like a lady. I'm there, man. Anyway, Silent Hill, I don't really have any opinions on Silent Hill. I've never played those games. Not that I don't watch them, just never played them.
So now they're doing a more of a first-person-y type of title. Cool?
Yeah, good stuff.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, what about the rest of you guys? You hype?
Couldn't say I was hyped, but it's interesting to see it. I mean, again, like, hey, look, Konami. Look at Konami making new games.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Carlos, what do you think of it?
Yeah, same as Manny. It looks like it's the same similar formula as they're doing with F, just in a different setting, different character. We'll see. I'm not a big Silent Hill fan, so I'm not hyped or anything like that.
The judge of these Silent Hill games are the Silent Hill fan base themselves.
Yes,
because so far they've really liked Silent Hill F. They thought the other Silent Hill thing was a piece of the movie and the shitty movie that just recently came out, and then that other interactive piece of garbage thing that they put out before. And so far, they've been hit or miss. They've been more hit than miss, at least with Silent Hill 2 and Silent Hill F so far.
Yeah, what do you think, Rich?
Yeah, I was going to say, I also am not a huge Silent Hill fan. I do like survival horror games. And I will say, hey, it looks like it's going to be a good year for that, because there's also a Hellraiser game coming out. And I saw that Hellraiser game. Now, that looks very disturbing, like it should be disturbing. So looking forward to that for sure. But we'll see about this game.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have, remember, we're still on Konami. Rev Noir, which seems to be, unless Manny comes in and says this was announced already, a new JRPG from Konami. Like, what the hell is going on?
That was not announced. That was the biggest surprise. Like, holy shit, a new IP?
Yeah, new IP.
There you go.
New JRPG. Interesting. Yeah. Good on you, Konami. You're making games again.
Good. You know, it looks like very clean, like a lot of those sort of modern things. So let's see what they got. But you got Konami.
Was the John Wick? No, it's not Konami. I think that's the Konami. We're done with Konami now.
Yeah, that's after Konami.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, John Wick game. The John Wick game coming.
Yes.
Yeah, Rich, tell us about it, bro.
Hell yes. Hell yes. I did receive an email about this game. Nice. I will say that. There was a rumor about this game for quite some time, and I was wondering when it was going to show up. Obviously, we still need to see a lot more, because most of this trailer, it felt like this is a cinematic gameplay, but then you see the actual fighting stuff towards the end of the trailer. I need to see more, but I definitely like this announcement for sure. I'm a John Wick fan. And I do not want them to bring this guy back for another movie, even though they are going to, because money talks.
Yes. So
that's.
Yeah, we're going
to
say.
I'm just going to be a video game character. I would have to say, I would have to say the actual game was not nearly as impressive as their pre-rendered CG thing. It looked cool. Like, they did some good stuff. And then you see the actual game, you're like, wish it looked a little bit better, but hopefully the gameplay is up to snuff, because they made a lot. There was another John Wick game that they had made a while ago, and it wasn't too good.
I do remember that. Yes, Carlos, any thoughts on John Wick game?
Yeah, it looks pretty decent. Got to wait for more. I don't think they even showed gameplay in this, if I remember correctly. It was just more like cinematics.
It,
but yeah,
at the ass end of it, they did show some gameplay.
Yeah. So this could be like a type of Bourne type game, Sifu type game. I don't know. It could be like one of those. So, yeah. We'll see. It's always cool to see what's his name?
Keanu Reeves.
Neo. I forgot. Oh, Keanu Reeves. It's always good to see Keanu Reeves promote video games. So we'll see. Hopefully they'll put him in the front and center for John Wick, which they should.
What's its catchphrase again?
Amazing.
You're amazing.
You're breathtaking.
You're breathtaking. That's it. That's it. Yeah, he's breathtaking. All right, next up here we have Rich's most anticipated game of the year, Marathon.
Or the Century.
The Century. It's coming March 5th, so I don't really have any thoughts on this game. I think this is going to be the next Highgarde and Concord up. Highgarde, we will talk about that in a bit. Rich, what do you say about this?
So let me say this. Whoever said this is my most anticipated game, you are sorely mistaken. It is not. I will say this trailer, some aspects of this trailer look somewhat intriguing. They're really playing up the sci-fi stuff. So I would at least say, from a standpoint, if you're comparing it to Highgarde and the other games, I think at least they're actually marketing this game. So that's, we did not get that with Highgarde, and we'll talk about that later. But overall, I mean, for people who are fans of Bungie, they obviously are going to support the game. So I think this game will be okay. Now, how long will it last? I don't know, because again, it's coming out in a month where there is a whole bunch of other games coming out. So that will be the test to see how long it lasts in terms of if it has any staying power. But overall, I thought it was, yeah, more of the same type of stuff that I see. We know what a Bungie game, they're good with the shooting mechanics, but it's Bungie has not really reinvented anything else outside of that. So I don't really have any high expectations, but will I try it out? Sure. But definitely not my game of the year. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Again, I think this game might be another one of these duds. but we'll see. Go ahead, bro.
I have thoughts.
Uh-oh.
This game, look, here's the thing. Aesthetically, it looks really good. I don't, you know, maybe, I don't know about the what is it, the... When they copied some artist, I forget what was the plagiarism stuff.
Yeah, that's the problem I have. I'm like, because it does have nice colors, but I'm like, but it's also ripping off another artist. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I'm not. I don't want to. You know, demean that aspect of it, because that is really fucked up. But just looking at the gameplay that they showed on the trailer, it looks good. Like the way, you know, the settings are, the colors, the weapons. It looks really good to me. I don't know whether this will be good or not as a game. We'll see. If I were to make a prediction, this isn't going to be anywhere near Concord or Highgarde. I feel like it'll have some semblance of a fan base. Who knows? Maybe I'll try the beta that they're going to do. I'm more intrigued about this game than I've ever been. I'll just say that.
Interesting.
I'm still not sold, because it's still you know, they're trying to make a lot of money off of, you know, from this game, probably from the services from this. So we'll see. But aesthetically, it has my praises, because it does look really good.
Quick comment. I need you to cue the sound, Carlos. If Brian was here, he would say, "I'm still waiting for Deep Down."
Well, Rich, that's a good suggestion. Unfortunately, that's not on the on my thingy, but I do have this.
Really?
He's here in spirit.
Yeah, Carlos. I don't know were you able to catch any, because they literally held a live stream of gameplay of this right after State of Play. I don't know if you were able to catch any of that.
Oh no, I didn't see that. Yeah. I just only saw the trailer for this and right before the show, so I didn't get to catch that.
I like this name, Monkey Man. He goes, "You just got to keep the bar low for this game, so that way you won't be disappointed." I mean, that's my general rule of life. Keep your expectations low, you know, so if it's shit, you won't be disappointed, and if it's good, you'll be pleasantly surprised, you know.
Except for Nolan movies.
Yeah, well, you know, well, Nolan, we'll see about that with the Odyssey. Some of the stuff I'm hearing, I'm like, if you, I'm not going to say it here, but I'm like, if you do what I think you're going to do, I'm not watching this fucking movie. No way. You know, remember, Nolan doesn't have a good track record, a perfect track record with me. He has Interstellar, and I don't like that movie, you know. Anyway, that's for the movie down, you know. Mad videos are posted of Marathon. Well, you know, we'll see what happens with that game. But I agree with you, Carlos. I don't think it'll be a complete bomb, but, you know, I don't think it's going to be that great either, but I could be wrong, you know. Could be another Rainbow Six Siege. All right, moving on. A quick little snippet here of some PlayStation Plus games coming in February. They're going to add Spider-Man 2 to the catalog. They're going to add Tekken, Dark Resurrection, Tekken 5, by the way. Time Crisis as well, which is kind of cool. And then another game called Big Walk, which is like an indie game. So there you go. All right, moving on here. Heternal got some more gameplay. That shit looks Returnal as fuck, doesn't it? You know, it really yep. does. But they showed like a new hub area, and they were kind of trying to say, like, yo, this shit is not as crazy as Returnal. You could play this game. It's okay. You know, like, apparently you could adjust, like, some of the difficulty parameters, but they have to, like, equal. Like, it's kind of interesting the way they do it. It's like you could lower, like, maybe like the power level of the enemy, but then you have to raise up the damage you take. Like, it's all got to balance out and shit. So that's kind of interesting. Even though I respect Returnal, it was way too brutal for me. I'm old. I don't have reflexes like that anymore. So I don't know if I'm going to play this game specifically, but it looks good. You know, Housemark, they're a good company. What about the rest of you guys?
No, it looks like Eternal. I can't really say I really like those sort of, you know, rogue, you know, die.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, I don't like titles. Yeah, roguelikes. I'm not a fan of roguelikes. Like, no, dude, don't take away my fucking progress, you know? What about you, Rich, day one?
Well, I'm sure that I will get the opportunity to check out the game.
Yeah,
and it's definitely Returnal. And let me just say this. I have to give a shout out to PlayStation, a lot of these studios, because what they have been doing this entire generation, they will release a game. It was very successful. Now we need to release another game similar, but we need to make some changes. You know, Ghost of Tsushima and Ghost of Yote. Ghost of Yote is a much more refined game as far as it looks great. The combat, everything looks a little bit great. But still, it is Ghost of Tsushima with just a different character. So this is Returnal with a different character. There's more to it. There's a cast of characters. But no, it does look great. So yes, they are going to get me to try it out for sure, 100%.
Well, that Rich, what you just mentioned is the classic trifecta. We talked about chickens and roosters is one of them. Ladies with dogs is another one. And changing the original game with a gender swap and different setting is the other one, because not only is Ghost of Yote one of them, not only is Heternal one of them, but Control 2 is the other one.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Lots of gender swaps.
Good stuff. So we got some different what's it called, patterns for these.
Yeah. So there you go. Next up we got Marvel Tokon. And you know, people were like, yo, what's up with the updates? Because apparently we haven't had any updates on this game for like 200 days or something crazy like that. And we got an update. Basically, you have three new characters added to the game. And they're all X-Men. And we got a little bit of a snippet of a story. And it seems like it's going to be animated, you know, which is kind of cool. Something with the Shi'ar Empire. You saw Gladiator there. It would be dope if Gladiator's in the fucking game, you know. So we have new characters, Wolverine. You know, by the way, guys, fucking Insomniac told you a heads up, like, yo, we're not gonna have Wolverine in there. So yes, the Wolverine game was not shown, but Wolverine still showed up in this form.
Yeah,
you know. Yes, Reggie, the Unbreakable X-Men, they're called. So we got Wolverine, we got Magic, you know, Ileana Rasputin.
The sister of Colossus.
Yes, Colossus. And then we have not a new character, because I thought they made this character up for the game, called Danger. And this is funny because I'm like, yo, who the fuck is Danger? I assumed it was like, you know, from like 5 years ago or whatever. No, this character has been around for 20 years. It's actually from the Josh Whedon run of Astonishing X-Men. And just to verify it, I picked up my copy, and sure enough, there's Danger right there. I posted about it on Twitter. I opened the book up like, here's shit, you know? But they made her look cute in this game. So I'm down, man. I was also watching Max Billion Dude. He did a breakdown of this, and he says that like, there's going to be more mix-up potential when you tag, because apparently with the last game, because Max is, you know, he's a genius with this shit. It's like when you tag out, the next character just kind of just does one hit, and you can't really follow up with a combo as easily, but now it seems like you can. So that's kind of interesting. I'm already there. And we finally got a release date for this bitch. August 6th, man. I can't wait. So it's going to be PS5, PC. Jeffrey says,
pre-order.
Need Reed, Sue, and Johnny. Yeah, we need the Fantastic Four. By the way, shout out to Rufflebonger. This is what he says, and I like his idea. It's like, you know what this game needs, Manny? If you, because we got Wolverine now, right? We got Wolverine, we got Ghost Rider, and we got Spider-Man. You get Hulk in this bitch, the new Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four. There you go.
You know, and we still have 10 more characters because they did announce that. This is how you knew they were going to announce Marvel TOCON. 2 days before this announcement, the Steam page got updated. It said 20 characters. I'm like, okay, that's new.
Yep, there's all 20 characters. And there's also announced the day that the pre-orders go up. And there's some cool stuff that you got, if you get this version of it. There's actually, alternate costumes where you can make, for those of you who want to make Iron Man look like classic Iron Man, you can make him, you can make him look like classic Iron Man, make a Cap look like classic Cap. They got a Punk Storm outfit, and then they have a Spider-Man PS4 outfit.
Oh, that's fun.
So you can play a close to classic costume for Spider-Man.
One thing that's interesting about this game, right? Because you know how Sony is known for $70 exclusives, right? This one is $60.
$60, that's not bad.
Very interesting. And it's a full game, you know? And I got me thinking, like, I think in my opinion, fighting games should probably be around $56 because you're going to keep buying season passes and shit. Let it make the barrier of entry lower, you know? I would even say $40. You don't want to do it free to play, though, because we're going to get to that in a bit. You know, you want to charge something. You want to charge something. But, yeah, Marvel TOCON, I've been hyped for this. I know Reggie just found out today that I'm excited about this game. but I've been fucking stoked, man. If you saw the last time we covered State of Play, I think it was State of Play, or it was Showcase or whatever, I lost my motherfucking mind, bro. Yep. I lost my shit.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
So we've gotten 10 characters, right, out of the 20 announced?
Yes.
So do you guys have any predictions on at least one character you believe is going to be on the roster?
Yeah, Hulk.
To complete it?
Hulk.
You think Hulk is a guarantee?
Yeah, I think so. Man, it's not just coping because I want that new Fantastic Four. but I think Hulk and the Fantastic Four. So that's five characters right there, you know? Because it seems like they keep adding teams of four, you know?
Oh, so the X-Men and, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know the full Avengers. I know Captain America, Iron Man. I think Kamala Khan is an Avenger in this game. She's not in the Young Avengers or whatever the fuck team she was in. But I don't know. It's like, is Star-Lord, does he belong in the Avengers? Or is there going to be a proper regard for the galaxy? I'm not sure.
Like you would have to add three more people, for each other. And then where does Spider-Man fit?
Yeah, where does he? You know? Maybe he's just a loner. Well, he could be the new Fantastic Four. Oh, man. Yeah, Rich, what are you going to say, man?
Yeah, so when I looked up this game, did I read correctly that the year one is going to include four more playable characters?
Yes.
That's the ones. So it's going to launch with 20. And then
four more playable characters.
Yeah, because they said expandable roster. It's a modern fighting game. They're going to have season pass. Hey, Monkey Man, they may have Deadpool eventually. You never know. He may be in this one.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Because so far, the only villain that we have is Doctor Doom. Like, people were expecting Magneto to be here. He might be later, you know?
You guys want to see Thanos, perhaps?
Yeah, right?
In this?
That'd be cool. Thanos reigns. Bring it back. I did want to bring this up before we move on. By the way, I love how this show is already longer than the State of Play. But State of Play was long. It had a lot of good stuff. I saw a lot of people, not a lot of people, but I'm just going to say it. The FTC complaining, 20 characters. It's not enough. And I'm like, you motherfuckers wouldn't have survived the early 90s where we got seven characters in Mortal Kombat. Marvel versus Capcom 1 had 15 characters, and that was a true tag game. This one is tag-like, but not really. You could just, if you want to stick with one character, you can, right? So I'm like, you had 15 characters in a true tag game, nobody fucking complained, you know? So I'm like, and you know they're going to expand. They tell you they're going to expand the roster, you know? It annoys me. The FGC always owed 30 characters. It's not enough. Like, bitch, are you going to play with all 30 of those characters? You know you're not. You're going to stick to one or two motherfuckers at most. So why are you complaining, you know? So I just had to get that off my chest. That annoyed the shit out of me. It's not enough. It's not enough characters. You're going to play with all those characters, bitch? You know? Yeah. New FGC kids are spoiled. They really are. Reggie, what did Reggie say? Marvel vs. Capcom 2 had a gang of characters. But Marvel vs. Capcom 2, they were sprite swaps from other fucking games. That's why they were able to have 50 characters, because those sprites already existed, you know? But yeah, Jeff, you're right. These motherfuckers is spoiled. They don't know, man. They don't know. Street Fighter, I think it was Street Fighter 6 launched with 60 characters. Not enough. Are you going to play with all those characters, motherfucker? You know you're not. Anyway, move on here. We're almost to the half, you know, the halfway point, the finish line here. The God of War Trilogy remake. It is real.
Yep.
We didn't get anything beyond that. TC Carson let us know that it's coming, but that's it.
Yep.
That's it. That's all we got. Right. So is it going to be a remake like Shadow of the Colossus or like Resident Evil 4 remake? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. I would say, to be honest, like for the God of War 3, that would probably be the easiest to remake because it is a somewhat more modern game.
I think that's already available on PS5 as well. So yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that one will probably be and I think the other ones will sort of follow suit maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to do a thing like reskin a PlayStation 2
game. Yeah, we don't know.
To do that.
My hope is that they just reskin them. I don't want them to change it. Because you know the first thing you're going to do is take out all the fucking sex scenes. Let's just be honest. That's going to be the first thing they get rid of, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, leave the game alone. Just do it Shadow of the Colossus style. The main game underneath is still the one we remember. Just give it the pretty graphics. Make it look like God of War 3. And then we're good, you know?
Hmm.
But we don't know. We do not know. And then the last thing they announced, very interesting, and shout out to, I have to say, to Nate the Hate, he got another prediction right. This dude came out, you know, he's a quote-unquote leaker, and he came out and said, yo, there's going to be a 2D God of War game. He was a little off because he said it was going to star Deimos. It's not, but Deimos probably will be in this game. It's Kratos' brother, by the way, because the game is called God of War Sons of Sparta, and it's basically Kratos before he became the God of War, you know, where he's just a Spartan. But he doesn't even seem like he's a man in this. It seems like he's a boy, you know, like training to be a Spartan. I know some people weren't happy about this. Like, what the fuck is this bullshit? I think it's cool. You know, I'm going to play it. And it's out now. It's out now.
And it's got narration by TC Carson. So he's back. He's narrating the story of the Sons of Sparta.
Yeah.
You get to hear a classic Kratos. He will not be saying boy.
Boy. Yeah, he won't be saying that.
He'll probably be saying Zeus. Yeah,
Zeus. Oh, man. Rich, what are your thoughts, man? Sons of the God of War announcements in general.
Well, first and foremost, that trilogy announcement was not one that I expected. So I thought that was great. We didn't really get to see anything, so I can't really. We need to see what exactly is going to change. If it's going to be just a straight up, I mean, I assume that he said this is going to be in development for a while. So we're probably not going to see this until I will give a shout out to one of the Coalition alumni, Carl. He said this game probably ain't coming out until maybe 2030 or something along those lines. It's going to be a while before we see it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, as for this other game here, I'm definitely looking forward to this, and I got to check this out as soon as possible because we do have access to it now. So, but this is what I say about this is why I said this is a sign that you have a very good state of play because you had all these announcements, but then you also had something dropping the same day. People can jump into right now. So that was a very good strategy for them to include this in this.
Yeah. Carlos, any thoughts?
Yeah. Justice for God of War Ascension. I'm looking forward to this. So I'm there day one. you know, same thing that you mentioned, Tony, like don't really mess with it. Just, you know, give it a good coat of paint,
you know,
and that's all you need. And yeah, I don't think this is going to come out anytime soon, like not next year or anything like that.
PS6.
And it's also title. Yeah, a PS6. Yeah, it might be a PS6 launch title. And this is being another interesting thing. This is being developed by Sony Santa Monica, so it's not like being given to someone else.
No, it's actually not being developed by Sony Santa Monica. It's developed by a studio called Mega Cat Studios. They're actually out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Very interestingly enough, Sony uploaded a little documentary about the studio that's actually making the game.
Seriously?
So, interesting.
If you have a chance, you want to watch a little documentary about their studio. Yeah, it's out there. They have a cool looking building, by the way. It's got a big cat statue on the roof.
That's fun. For some reason, I thought you were gonna say it's a big robot. That would have been fun.
Too. No, it's like a cat with controller eyes. Like it looks like a Super Nintendo controller eyes. So yeah, that's funny. The company that developing it. I'm gonna watch I haven't seen all of the documentary yet, but I'm interested to find out a little more about them.
All right, good stuff. And that's it. That's the state of play. I could say this was the best state of play ever. This was good.
Yeah, definitely was really well done.
Yeah, like I give it I'll give it an A. It's very well done. Again, I'm there's a lot of good stuff here. That so much good stuff that Manny and I were like, whoa, what the fuck do we use as a featured image? There was so much to choose from. We went with the Chicken Man, obviously, because Chicken Man
it was between the Ghosts of Yotei Legends with all the demon
because it looks cool, you know.
Because it looks cool, or you know, Chicken Man.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Manny, Reggie says shout out to you for posting some of your legendary Metal Gear art today. We're gonna need new ones for this momentous occasion.
Listen, I've drawn every single bit of Metal Gear, almost every single bit of Metal Gear stuff that has ever existed in the game. So I just said, you know, dug up an old picture of Four Snake and posted it on there. It seems to be getting some pretty good attention on there. Not to get into the weeds about this, but man, Twitter just totally just screws you when it comes to getting, you know, putting your work out there. So yeah.
That's good crazy. Stuff, yeah. Yeah. I think we all agree who the guys who watch the show, this state of play was awesome. It was definitely worth the hour passed by, and it was actually longer than an hour. It was like a little, hour and change. You got a little something. You know, I was slightly disappointed that we didn't get hardware announcements. It was just pure gameplay stuff, which is fine. But it would have been cool, you know. But yeah, great showing for sure. All right. There was a couple of stories, but I'm just going to skip all that. But I did want to get to the layoffs because shit is crazy. And Brett, if you're around, you could join us for this one. I don't know if you've heard about some of these layoffs that's happened with Highguard. Which is nuts.
Oh no, the game that definitely wasn't Concord that was going to change my mind in 24 hours, but Jeff Keighley.
Yeah.
He said.
Yeah, the game that where the developers told you, we don't need a big fan base to keep this game going. Well, most of the studio actually got laid off.
Yeah, but I mean, the game's still going.
The game is still going.
They weren't lying.
Yeah. So at least it beat Concord, Brett. That's something, right?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, when they're like, oh, we don't need a big, big sales numbers for the game to keep going. No, you need big sales numbers to like keep your staff, but you know, the game's built, so whatever.
Oh man.
I guess.
And it was one of those deals too where, you know, a lot of these employees woke up, checked their email. Oh, I've been laid off. They weren't even told, you know? So it says that the size, how big was this fucking studio? So they went from like 200 employees to 51. They laid off a lot of fucking people. So, yeah, I do blame Jeff Keighley for this. He overhyped this game. You shouldn't have had it at the last game for the Game Awards because people have expectations, bro, you know? And then I'm just going to say these fucking shills, you know, like, oh, this game's great. It's because you don't like it because you're stupid. Like, you just made things worse. You made people not want to play it. You don't guilt people into playing a fucking game. It never works, you know? But there you go. So that shit is pretty much dead on the water as far as I'm concerned. And similar vein, A game some of you guys probably don't know about, since we're talking about fighting games here, 2XKO, which is Riot Games' big fighting game, featuring a bunch of their characters from League of Legends and shit. Free-to-play fighting game. Nobody played the shit. So just like a week or two, yeah, a week or two after the fact, they laid off a fuck ton of people. My thing is like, why did you have a studio of 200 people for this fucking game? You know, it's like that's insane to me.
Mm-hmm. Arc System Works doesn't even have nearly that amount of people in there, and they've launched way more games than these guys have.
So their studio is now 81. I'm pretty sure Arc System Works has less people than that.
I would say I think Arc System Works has around 100.
Yeah. So, but they do way more.
But look how many games that they lost. What was it? DNX Duel, Grand Blue Fantasy, Dragon Ball Z. What is it? Whatever the hell that game was, Fighter Z, Guilty Gear. You know, the most recent one.
Yep.
So they have Thrive, yeah. And then not to mention the Marvel Tokon. So they
meet Manny. So. All those names, all those games that you mentioned were all released while this game was in development.
Exactly.
Why are you taking 10 years to develop this fucking game?
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, I also think that's the what I call the Riot Games delusion.
Yes.
Where they thought that they could, to be honest, they should have had this game done. And then they should have just put it out as a pay game.
I agree.
Free to play fighting games don't fucking work. Dead or Alive could have told you that one.
Yeah, this shit proved it. You know, go ahead, Rich. What are your thoughts, man, on Highguard and 2XKO?
Well, with 2XKO, I know it's two, but I have to ask this question. So this is what the KO means in 2XKO, correct?
Yes.
It's absolutely devastating. Because, yeah, I heard that the game was coming out, and I was like, well, where? Because I even reached out to them to try to see about covering the game, never got a response back. So that's why I said very interesting, but unfortunate. I don't like to hear about people getting laid off, but I do agree they should have definitely did more as far as getting this game out there. And as for Highguard, the one thing I will say about Highguard, which I think is very interesting, now, when they decided to allow it to be at the Game Awards, the Jeff Keighley, they said, yeah, put it out at the Game Awards. People was talking about there was no promotion of this game, nothing whatsoever, until the day of release. Then you saw they had all these preview events. That's when they wasted a lot of money to get content creators and people out to cover the game, pay for hotels, flights, etc. But again, this was supposed to be a shadow drop. So not only was the game not successful, but I think they also wasted a ton of money with all of this stuff at the last minute to try and get more people to talk about the game. That's why I was surprised that it ended so quickly the way it did. But yeah, I'm not surprised. But yeah, that game is finished.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, if you're still in the chat, I think Dead or Alive 5 was like one of the few quote unquote free to play fighting games that worked, but even that was a paid game originally, you know, until they decided to pivot and they just made a bunch of money selling, you know, let's just be honest, girls' outfits, you know, for those perverts. The other thing I want, Rich, you know, I don't want to make a crass joke. Do you know what the original name or the working title of 2XKO was before this?
No, I don't.
Because it's a very appropriate name. It's called Project L, and this game definitely took an L. It's sad, man.
That's not good.
Yeah, not good.
It's bad. Yeah.
Yeah, Project L. That's right. Yeah, because you know League of Legends. But you know, and the other thing. So my question about this game is like, because it, you know, like what was it? It could have been both. Was it because the game failed, or because they have the usual? Hey, we launched the game, let's lay a bunch of people off. I think it's both. And also, some people speculate that Riot had way higher expectations for this that were unrealistic. You know, like, for example, they may, you know, here's a number somebody threw out there. Riot may have expected this game to have like 10 million players. The biggest fighting game right now is Street Fighter VI. That has half that number, right? Like, I don't know who at Riot must have thought fighting games were like, here's the thing. Fighting games are doing well, but they're not drawing big numbers. They're not drawing Call of Duty. They're not drawing League of Legends numbers. You could take Tekken and fucking Street Fighter combined their numbers together, and you're not going to get like 12 million players, bro. Like, I think they were kind of delusional, you know. But again, like we go, like we said, the fact that you took 10 years, you know, by the time this game came out, the fighting game community had moved on because they were like, where the fuck has this game been? You know, they felt like it had come out. Max Million said that shit. Like, I thought this game had come out already, you know. Very disappointing there, Ben, in both cases. But High Guard, you saw that shit coming a mile away, you know. And I still blame Jeff Keighley for that, you know. Jeff Keighley and all those shills. But it is what it is, man. And that's going to do it, man. Good show tonight. Let's start wrapping things up. Rich was coming up on the Coalition this weekend.
Yeah, so first and foremost, shout out to Adam Vail, the TV Terminal. Stay tuned as he will be continuing to cover more of his shows. Check out his YouTube channel as well as thecoalition.com. As for the Coalition, I'm actually working on a couple of different reviews right now. I have been playing Reanimal. I highly recommend you pick up that game. If you played Little Nightmares 1 and 2, you need to play this game because this game is way better than all the other stuff these studios done before. But yeah, I look for my review. That'll be coming soon. A couple other things coming also next week. That has some stuff I can't talk about, but yes, just stay tuned.
Manny, what you got?
Blood and Thunder number 10 is out on the streets. So covered by Carr Randolph and myself, a series written by Robert Kirkman and drawn by EJ, who used to do Tech Jacket. So that's out on the streets right now. As always, I'm going to keep promoting this. TMNT Battle Next is number 5 coming out next month. Covered by Carr and myself. Kari and I doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2003, the show we worked on. And the other side is drawn by the director of 2012 TMNT. So cool jam cover. So that'll be out next month. And yeah, that's what it's got going on the streets. Oh yeah, at Emanland, E-M-A-N-N-L-A-N-D, if you want to go visit me on the Twitters and Instagrams.
There you go. All right, man, we're done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Follow us on YouTube. Join the Discord. Shout out to the Discord gang. And you can also check us out on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight, I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, guys, we shall return on Sunday later.
Peace.
Laters.